the headlines. Crown Court sets June 19 for hearing of petition challenging President Hichilema's nomination. ECZ unveils new systems to enhance efficiency of 2026 electoral process. In global news, US imposes fresh sanctions on M23 and FDLR leaders. Welcome to the main news at 13 hours on Phoenix FM. My name is Ruben Mwanza. The Constitutional Court has set 19th June 2026 to hear and determine a petition in which UPND member Charles Longwe is seeking to nullify the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ's acceptance of President Hakainde Hichilema's nomination as the ruling party's presidential candidate for the August 13, 2026 general election. Constitutional Court Judge Martin Musaluke said the date during a status conference held this morning involving the parties to the matter. Mr. Longwe contends that President Hichilema's nomination was conducted by UPND office bearers and party governance structures whose tenure had allegedly expired following the party's failure to hold regular internal elections. He further argues that the adoption certificate used to support President Hichilema's nomination is invalid and therefore incapable of sustaining a lawful candidature. The petition names UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda, President Hichilema, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, the Registrar of Societies, and the Attorney General as respondents. Mr. Longwe is seeking declarations that both the nomination and its acceptance by the ECZ were unconstitutional, unlawful, and void. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has launched an early warning system, an online accreditation platform, and other verification devices VVDS as part of measures aimed at enhancing the credibility and efficiency of the electoral process ahead of the August 13, 2026 general election. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka this morning, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the early warning system is the first of its kind in the nation's electoral history, marking a monumental shift from reactive dispute management to proactive conflict prevention. She noted that the system enables the ECZ to swiftly identify and map hate speech, rumors, and violent incidents. Ms. Zalomis further explained that the Commission has approved revised accreditation guidelines for the 2026 general election alongside an enhanced online accreditation system. She says the new platform will fully streamline the accreditation process for observers, monitors, and the media, guaranteeing absolute transparency, speed, and electronic efficiency. Ms. Zalomis also announced that the ECZ has deployed VVDS to ensure that voter verification is seamless, secure, and accurate at every polling station in the forthcoming election.
It is undeniable that our past elections have suffered from incidents of conflict and dispute. To change this narrative, the Commission has approved and resolved to deploy an innovative conflict management early warning system for the 2026 general election. I'll repeat that. To change this narrative, the Commission has approved and resolved to deploy an innovative conflict management early warning system, which we short, called EWS, for the 2026 election.
Governance expert Gilbert Chisenga says the National Assembly could see an increase in the number of independent members of parliament if political parties fail to amicably resolve their internal disputes ahead of the August 13, 2026 general elections. Mr. Chisenga says many political parties in Zambia have struggled to uphold democratic principles in selecting candidates since 2001, often sidelining the wishes of grassroots members in favor of individuals preferred by party leadership. He noted that the practice remains prevalent, pointing to recent party conventions where predetermined lists of candidates were reportedly endorsed by party leaders. According to Mr. Chisenga, such actions have the potential to fuel dissatisfaction among party members, prompting some aspiring candidates to contest elections as independents. He has expressed concern that political players continue to repeat mistakes made in previous electoral cycles and urged parties to learn from past experiences by strengthening internal democratic processes. Mr. Chisenga has since called on political parties to foster a fair, transparent, inclusive and participatory environment that promotes unity and provides equal opportunities for all aspiring candidates. His remarks follow the decision by former Mazabuka Central lawmaker Gary Nkombo and others who are contesting as independent candidates after being left out of the ruling UPND adoption process.
So politicians must learn from a democratic and a political history and change the way they conduct themselves, not only within the UPN, even within these other opposition political parties. We saw how the PF dragged to its democratic elective convention, okay, leading to their disintegration and factionalism. Others are not being embraced in different leadership positions, but in the 21st century democratic dispensation, those signs are not there, and those signs are not speaking to the subject principles and the guidelines on elections, which I tell you and me that the environment, even within political parties, must be even. The environment must be accommodative, must be inclusive, must be participatory, must be democratic.
The Kitwe Subordinate Court has sentenced Derek Chiti of Mulenga Compound to 5 years imprisonment for illegally possessing elephant ivory. Chiti was convicted after pleading guilty to unlawful possession of a prescribed trophy, an offence under the Zambia Wildlife Act. According to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, DNPW, Chiti was arrested on the 30th of January 2026 while attempting to sell 2 pieces of elephant ivory. He initially pleaded not guilty when he first appeared before the court in February, but when the matter came up for trial before Magistrate Tamara Kakusa on the 26th of May, Chiti changed his plea and admitted to the offence. Following his guilty plea, the court sentenced him to 5 years in prison. This is according to a statement issued by Wildlife Crime Prevention Assistant Communications Officer Salima Mbula. In global news, the United States has imposed new sanctions on senior figures from the M23 rebel movement and the FDLR militia, escalating pressure on armed groups fueling conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The move signals Washington's determination to enforce commitments made under the Washington Peace Accords. The United States announced fresh sanctions on Tuesday against 2 commanders accused of playing key roles in the conflict that continues to destabilize Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The BBC has more on other world news.
Malawi says it will help repatriate citizens from South Africa following a wave of anti-immigration protests in parts of the country. The government says support will be provided to Malawians who have voluntarily requested assistance to return home. Kuwait says at least 1 person has been killed and several wounded after Iranian drones struck a terminal building at its international airport. Officials say the drone attack damaged civilian facilities. The attack comes as renewed skirmishes between U.S. and Iranian forces test a shaky ceasefire. 6 people are reported to have been killed in Israeli strikes on the city of Tyre in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military said sirens had sounded in northern Israel because of what it described as infiltration by hostile aircraft.
This is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. We take a break.
From analog to digital. To digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
And now, business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank, ZANACO, says it remains committed to strengthening its partnership with the Chinese business community as Chinese investment in Zambia continues to grow, particularly in mining towns such as Kitwe. Speaking during the ZANACO Chinese cocktail held in Kitwe last evening, ZANACO Chief Executive Officer Mukwandi Chibesakunda said the growing presence of Chinese investors in Zambia reflects increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. Ms. Chibesakunda noted that Chinese investment in Zambia continues to contribute significantly